Hi, this is Chris Bedding. Welcome to Guitar Graffiti Web Radio. Talk about some of my albums, starting with Backward Progression, which I did in a... It was recorded at Abbey Road. It was after the Beatles broke up, and I think George Harrison was recording All Things Must Pass. And we used the studio. It was set up, he had a harmonium in it, a little keyboard that he used on the album. And the whole studio was when George Harrison was taking a holiday, he was taking a few days off. I would come in, and I was told not to touch anything. Don't touch any of the instruments. And I would set up my little instrument along the side and would record the album. And then, you know, we'd say, oh, you can't come in tomorrow because George Harrison come in tomorrow. So we had to get out. And of course, it didn't take as long to record Backward Progression as he took to record his. We did it in about a week, 1 week. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of Bob Dylan Basement Tapes and the Band, and I was very influenced by that when I wrote it. I wrote those songs, and I just left the Battered Ornaments, and I realized I could write songs and sing them.
And even as he beats the time, the piano player grew. Watch the floor, and Billy sings the blues.
And I was at that time playing with Jack Bruce and starting doing sessions. I was playing with Frank Ricotti and doing some jazz stuff, but I really like this rock and roll better than the jazz.
Session man, you gotta play it like you mean it. Session man, even though you never seen it before. Give me a little bit of James Brown. Stack sound, come on Stevie.
Session Man was the big, like a very early idea for Guitar Jamboree, because I'm playing different styles.
Juicy Lucy, Ricky Haven, roll over to Juicy. I ain't misbehaving. Oh, everybody wants a session.
You know, that was the time when I appeared in the Melody Maker jazz guitar polls, you know, number two after John McLaughlin. You know, everybody expected a Chris Bedding record to be a lot different, which was why they asked me to do that other one, Songs Without Words, which was a mistake, I think. I didn't want that one to come out at all. It only came out in Japan because they didn't know, I think, that I'd said this shouldn't come out. So that was a bit of a confusing start. Most people that play jazz, they only do rock and roll for the money. But with me, I was doing jazz for the money, and I was playing rock and roll because I liked it. So that was a very strange thing, backwards way around. So it was an album of me doing exactly the sort of music that I like to listen to. And I don't really mind that it wasn't successful at the time, because I just liked what I was doing at the time.
Try to write a song about you, but the words don't come. Try to send a message to you, written from the